Oh, man, it's a, you know, obviously the Superdome's a great place to play. The fans are loud, and it's a great atmosphere. We've played some night games down there before. So we've got our work cut out for us. But, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's about execution. It comes down to what we do, and we've got to focus on ourselves to get ourselves ready to go for Thursday night.
Matt, what happened with the offense? Y'all were misconnecting on a couple of passes. How are y'all going to try to put that back together?
Yeah, it's just comes down to execution. You know, we didn't play as well as we would have liked, but certainly made enough plays to get the job done. And, you know, so we want to play better. Can't turn the football over the way that we did. And, you know, I think to improve it, you get back out onto the practice field, you work on it, and you learn from your mistakes.
How did you all put it together for that last drive? You know, having a rough day, but were able to take it down there and at crunch time.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's sometimes in this league, that's how it shakes out. You know it's going to be a physical matchup and tough game throughout the entire 60 minutes, but, you know, you never blink. And I don't think anybody on our team ever lost confidence. We just kept going out there playing our game, and when it came down to it in that last drive, we made the plays we needed to make.
How do you have to approach the Saints defense? They look to be struggling, but you all, they seem to play you all tough anyway.
Yeah, you know, anytime you're in division, you know it's going to be, they know you, we know them, and comes down to playing really well. So, you know, I know we're going to take their best shot, and you know, we've got to have ourselves ready to go.
Matt, how do you go about reestablishing that rhythm with Julio? I know defenses are doing different things, but just talk about getting that rhythm going, and he's dealing with his own injuries.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get it going. There's no doubt about that. I mean, obviously, you know, he came out in the first three games and put up some pretty unbelievable numbers, and people are going to make adjustments to that. And when people do that, it opens other guys up. And we've had a number of other guys step up and make plays in the passing game because of the way that you know, they're doing some things to take away Julio. And so that's just how the season goes. You know, there'll be different weeks that different guys have games like that. But, you know, I think as in terms of getting the rhythm back with Julio, that's, you know, we're one play away from that.
And Dan said that he anticipates him being ready for Thursday night. That doesn't surprise you.
Yeah, you know, it's not my place to talk about those kind of things, but Julio's been a warrior for us. I mean, every week he battles through it. He's as tough as anybody I've been around and has done a great job.
Matt, you always talk about taking care of the football after last week, you know, the interceptions and everything. I mean, I know you can't necessarily, you know, force yourself not to turn the ball over, but how do you change your focus to wipe that last game away and go into a next one where you take better care of the football?
Yeah, I mean, it happens, you know. You know, it happens to everybody. And, you know, it comes down to making good decisions. You know, you got to make good decisions and you got to be accurate. And, you know, I think the best way to do that is to work really hard during the week, practice really well, and make sure there's a lot of attention to detail during the meetings. And that's what I'm trying to do this week.
Matt, did that hit you late on the DB the other day? Did that send a message of what this team is about? And did you get any flack from the guys because they talked about your blocking skills?
Yeah, I thought I was closer to the first down than I actually was. So I thought I was going to get it, and turns out I was a couple yards short. But it's just one of those things. I mean, in that situation of the game, I felt like I was close to the first down, felt like I could get it. Probably made an error in judgment, but, you know, it happens.
Was Jacob Tammy's role, was it because the defense dictated that, or is that something you guys want to get him involved more?
You know, I think Jacob's a great player, and you know, we feel like he can make plays for us every week. But you know, the coverage kind of dictates where the ball goes sometimes, and Jacob was in the right spot, but took advantage of it. You know, you gotta make the plays when they come your way, and he did it. And I was really happy for him. He played a great game on Sunday.
Matt, what is it about this team that you've been so good in the crucial moments at the end?
I think it comes down to guys, you know, making plays and being confident in those kind of situations. It's something we work on, you know, every day in practice, in our walkthroughs, in our meetings. We talk through those situations all the time, how we're going to try and handle those. So I think guys feel really comfortable in that situation. You know, and there's belief. You know, I think that's probably the number one thing. You have to believe that you're going to get it done. You have to know that you're able to make those plays. And I think guys are at that point.
You talk about the way the offense has been able to run the football this year. You all have been able to run it better than you have in a while.
Yeah.
The key is there, and I guess, you know, you're going at it.
We've run the football really well up until this point. I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you know, Chris Morgan, our offensive line coach, they've done a great job in terms of, you know, game planning for the teams that we're going against, putting ourselves in good position to run the ball. But then our offensive line and our running backs have, you know, have done a great job. And, you know, I'm really proud and happy of the way, you know, that group has come together up front. I mean, it's a new group, and, you know, they've really only been together 5 weeks, and I think they've improved a ton during that short time. So it's been fun to be a part of that, and it's been fun to watch. And I think it's really helped us in the early part of the season.